Mr. Vice President, ongoing Russian aggression against Ukraine has become the period of countless barbaric crimes by Putin's regime and demonstration of unbreakable perseverance of a nation that fights for its right to exist. As soon as the first Russian invaders entered our territory, millions of Ukrainians took the streets to express their protest against this blatant violation of sovereignty of their country. The footage of them trying to stop Russian tanks with bare hands in Sumy and Chernihiv regions spread around the world as a testament to the indestructible spirit of our people in face of the Russian aggression. In March, a wave of protests continued for weeks in eastern and southern regions of Ukraine under temporary occupation, starting with large cities like Kherson and spreading to smaller towns and villages. The occupation forces took drastic measures against these manifestations of public resistance, dispersing, persecuting, and killing the protesters. Today, hundreds of activists and regular people who were participating in demonstrations are being held in the torture chambers created by occupation authorities specifically for these purposes. In addition, Russia suppresses any attempts to exercise the right of peaceful assembly by the residents of temporary occupied Crimea, imposing on them its draconian national legislation in flagrant violation of international humanitarian and human rights law. It is extremely important to remember the fate of Ukrainians on the occupied territories of Ukraine who came out unarmed against Russian tanks and machine guns. We ask the Special Rapporteur to pay particular